1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to visit with Mr. John J. Harper in the garden. Rod, what you working on this morning, sir?
Can you come back to me?
Can I come? Well, excuse us for, live radio here.
Rod, the new producer of the Rosie on the House show.
That's great. Was he talking to us or someone at the drive-in?
I don't know. We'll have our screeners figure that out.
I'll have a combo number one.
Oh, man, that's great.
He had a question on houseflies, and we are looking at the topics coming up, and you mentioned that this seems to be a very active fly
season.
They
seem worse to me than they have in a number of years. Just for what, my little observation. I don't have an explanation for it. I have no idea other than maybe the mild winter. I don't know.
Jennifer insists the flies are worse than they've ever been around the horses, the yard, the house. I haven't noticed it.
Okay.
But it's driving her nuts.
Well, I had to get up in the middle of the night and kill one the other night because it was, how you're trying to sleep and all of a sudden you hear this buzz in the bedroom. So we actually went and bought a couple fly swatters. So they're bad enough.
Living with horses.
You always have them.
Yeah. So I never noticed if it's worse or bad. Yeah. I mean, you just got
them.
The bags that it's about $9 you get at feed stores now. It's comes in a clear and it's got a green label. I can't remember the name of it, but I've been using that the last year and that really works. You fill it up with water. You hang it out far from where you can smell it. After about a month, you have to replace it. Man, the whole thing is just full of them.
Okay. Yeah, it's things like that. Or, the traps, the yellow sticky things.
I've just found generous doses of food grade DE all over the corral. That seems to do more than – it just keeps the hatch from ever hatching.
Yeah. When they hatch, they crawl out through it and –
yeah,
we've
tried the little bugs that eat the larvae and all of that. They come mail order in these little cellophane
when
bags.
We grew up with horses, and I don't think you can. I'm sure this will probably die in early age. You can't, but we had a thing in the kitchen that was on the wall, and about every, I don't know, hour or two, spritzed out some kind of chemical.
It probably don't sell that
but
anymore.
But I tell you what, we didn't have any flies in the house.
if you're not living with livestock, Rod, but you'd like to use one of these methods, Ranchman's on 32nd Street, north of Greenway, is a good place. Gordon's Feed, if you're in Southern Phoenix, is a good one.
I would guess even probably the PetSmarts and places like that have some type of items. And then of course the zappers, the black light things that they are attracted to, and they fly in and get electrocuted if you've got a barn or something. Those always work pretty
well. I hope that answers your question and didn't interrupt your morning. PJ wants to talk irrigation. Well, tell us what you're working on.
Well, I've been trying to put my garden together. I've got it built out, the canopied with the wire mesh to keep the birds away, but the rabbits got in and took out my goods. So, but what I was trying to do was get a gravity-fed irrigation in and just irrigate using that method. And I looked online and all those methods looks like it took like years to set up. And I wanted to know if you had any suggestions to create one that was.
And what are you trying to grow?
Gravity fed drip irrigation system?
Well, gravity fed drip would be fine.
The one thing that I have seen, he's in Prescott, it's called the Aqua Feeder. And it's a float valve on a soaker tube. And then you hook the hose up to that float valve so there's always water in this canister. And water just goes, they call it hydraulic or hydrostatic. And water, they compare it to next to a stream. The soil will just soak water out of that.
Sure, dry soil will soak soil in.
So then you never have to water it. Yeah. So Aqua Feeder is the one product I've seen.
And we want to thank all our guests that showed up today. We appreciate that, especially Miss Esme, Thanks for coming in and being a great spokesman for the Water Use It Wisely campaign. Any takeaway final points you'd like to bring up?
Oh, well, we always say water, use it wisely. It always starts with you. So any booklets that people may be interested in getting, like the Landscape Watering by the Numbers, Find and Fix Leaks, Xeriscape, and even a plant book, our beautiful landscape plants for the Arizona desert, they're all available at all the conservation offices. So you can call your local office, and we'll be happy to send you one, or even come to your home, too, and talk to you.
And that local plant book is really one of my favorite publications. It really gives you an idea of the color that you can get on low-use plants. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks a million for coming in, spreading the good word. Thanks. We've got what do they say? We've got enough
to use, not enough to waste.
Water. There you go, John Jay. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Arbor Day, plant something.
Just plant something. It's a great weekend, boy. Take advantage of this cool weather. And next Saturday, we're having the grand opening of our landscape center at our Scottsdale location. So
that's just south of Thomas.
Just south of Thomas
east
on Hayden.
Side of the road.
Yep, you got it.
And what's the grand opening of?
Well, we're having a landscape design. We've built a landscape showroom. Barbecues, fire pits, walkways, water features, all kinds of good stuff.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.